Park City School District business manager Todd Hauber is credited with bringing transparency and clarity to the hefty budget. But even so, each year there are some revenues and expenditures that can only be estimated in the projected budget. This year's expenditures were over by $1.2 million. Revenues were also underestimated, luckily, explains Hauber. He says each year they project revenue from the state in May, then find out the true numbers after students are in seats in October.
So back in May and June, when we're building a budget and adopting a budget, we're working with a forecast. But when we get to October, then we find out, okay, this is how many students are really here, and so this is how much money you'll really receive. And this year was a little bit different. We had about 4.7% enrollment growth.
That 4.7 enrollment growth accounted for an excess revenue of $658,000. That extra revenue offsets the $1.2 million in excess spending. Hauber explains extra expenditures were made up of three elements. The first, about 33 more employees registered for the health insurance package than projected. That cost the district some $577,000 more.
We thought that there would be about 420 enrollees, and at current count, it's around 453. Because of that growth, about an 8% growth in the number of enrollees, we did not forecast that into the budgets. That's 577 that we had not anticipated.
The second was due to an increase in retirement rates to the tune of $244,000.
So again, coming out of the legislative session, there's an estimate as to what the Utah retirement system will charge for the pension plans. And then we get into real life, and then the rate is what it really is. And that change costs the district another $244,000.
The third piece, Hauber says, had to do with a miscalculation during forecasting, which accounted for an additional expenditure of $466,000. He explains some district employees spread their 9-month contracted salaries over 12 paychecks, and the error came in not counting the additional 3 months of payroll.
So the way the math works is, instead of taking a salary and dividing it through by 9, and then in building the budget and also with forecasting, every time a month rolls along, you would add one ninth to the forecast or to the projections and have an accurate count of where you think you will be at the end of the school year. I had taken that salary information and divided it by 12, but I used it as though it were one ninth.
He says it was an accounting error, not an increased expenditure. Overall, he says this year's budget is at a shortfall of some $639,000.
So if you take the three pieces, the health insurance, the certified pay, and the retirement rate change, that's where you get the about $1.2 million of additional expenditures that were not built into the original budget.
That blow is softened, Hauber says, by the unexpected $658,000 in revenue. He says they'll make up the shortfall in the operational budget.
Since it's an operational deficiency at this point, we're looking at reducing operations as best we can. So that's our buildings, the IT systems, the part of the district administrative office, and just went through and said, okay, what can we tighten up here? So just real nuts and bolts.
That's Park City School District business manager Todd Hauber. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.